This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good afternoon. Mark and I are a team. I always bring him along because when the question's at the end, I'll answer all the easy questions and Mark can answer all the difficult questions. We were asked to talk about a case study, and I think the March is an interesting case study. When I was coming to this, when I agreed to come to this, I thought we'd know whether we had Aleppo or not. Not knowing is probably a good thing, because it would be a pretty pointless case study if we failed. So we're hopeful that we'll hear we're successful quite soon. The starting point was a two-page letter telling us about LEPS, which didn't actually contain an awful lot of information. And to be honest and truthful, subsequently, we haven't had an awful lot of information. It's been more us going out and talking to civil servants in London and trying to find out exactly what was required. I'll be dealing with why the March is partnership, what our proposal is, the process, and actually what's in it for us. Some of those questions we may not actually get an answer to. What is in it for us? We'll have to wait and see. Basically, to support businesses, that's the key point. All of us in this room are all the councils are losing jobs. The private sector has to pick them up. We have to create jobs within the economy. 25% of the jobs across the Marches region are actually in the public centre. In Shropshire, our little bit of it, it's slightly higher. We're about a third of the jobs of public sector. And with the RDA and other quangos disappearing, someone's got to pick up those functions. Each of the areas have their own business boards, so we're working quite closely with business, and it has to be that 50-50 partnership. It's been interesting. We've actually had two meetings of our LEP as a shadow board, and the thing we have to constantly pick ourselves up on is to remember it's a partnership with business. Because we're moving so quickly, we have to make decisions, and we have to remind ourselves and that we have to make sure we're consulting business along the road and not just making decisions for them. It really has to be a straightforward partnership. The size, geographically, it's huge. We've got one of the biggest geographical areas for Aleppo, but in population numbers, as you can see, it's relatively small. And that was one of the things that was pointed out to us as we were talking to civil servants. The size might not be big enough. Well, geographically, we're massive, and you can't actually increase numbers that quickly, but hopefully the numbers will stand up. 28,000 businesses and 2,300 square miles. Shropshire and the Marches partnership actually consists of lots of small businesses, and that's how our economy is structured. 75% of the Chamber businesses see it as a coherent area, and that's the interesting point. Herefordshire has ties and pulls towards Worcestershire, as we know. Telford's on the real edge of the Midlands, maybe with pulls towards the centre in Birmingham. But if you look at what we do, there's a lot of, interlinking and consensus. We do a lot of the same things. We also have good interpersonal relationships. The three leaders get on quite well. I got on particularly well with Andrew Eade until I was asked at a meeting when we're talking about making savings, whether I felt Telford should be co-opted back into Shropshire. And very ill-advisedly, I said, yes, I think that should be something we looked at. I'm still building bridges with Andrew, and we've got Eric on the front row. I think we're all right now, though, aren't we? Yeah. But that's the sort of the way it works. I mean, Telford was part of Shropshire. We do have a lot of things in common. And there are lots of opportunities for us. We're a rural setup, and the three areas do sort of fit in pretty well. You're not allowed to use the R word. Well, I'm not really allowed to use the U word because Eric doesn't like unitaries, as you know. But there are major advantages that we are three unitaries. And I'm sure in this room where you have districts and counties, it does make the process more difficult. You have to get more people to the table and you have to get more agreement. It's made it much easier for us. We were a sub-region already. And we'd met and set up a leaders board between the three authorities. So it meant we were ready to go. We'd already met, we'd already talked, and we had a lot of consensus. We also have a good track record on delivery. The previous speaker mentioned, that's one of the criteria. Whenever we've had the money, we've spent it and we've delivered on time and on budget. Those dates are pretty meaningless now. Time moves on and so does politics. It'll be really nice if we hear before the end of the month, particularly for us. If we don't get it, we're going to look pretty stupid, because not only have we had two meetings of the shadow board, we've also put an advert out for a chair. So we're really hopeful that the rumours we're getting are true. What is our proposal? It's obviously strategic leadership as a function. As I said before, we're very lucky with the three business boards we have in place. They do work very well, and we really have engaged with business, and that's been a real strength. The things we need to deliver, well, what the Quangos have been doing, what the RDA has been doing, I mean, there's so much. If we can realistically bid for all that money and all those functions, I'm confident we can deliver. And the economic success of our region actually depends on that. I'm not going to go through the whole list because it's fairly self-explanatory. The main things we're about, as I said, are food, agriculture, and the green economy. Funding. Partnership approach. The regional fund growth, which I was really pleased to hear, has another, was it 400,000, I think, put into it? 400 million, sorry. Well, that's encouraging, even though the whole pot, when you spread it out, it's not going to go that far, but at least it's an improvement. The assets that maybe exist and we can bid for, that the Advantage West Midland had and the Communities Agency. Innovative ways of raising income and attracting people into the partnership. What does it look like? The governance is a small board. As I said, we've got three business boards in place already, and the chair of those will be members. We'll have the three leaders of the councils, that's Andrew Reid, Roger Phillips and myself, and an independent chair, a private independent chair. So a board of seven. We're not going to surround it with a big bureaucracy of support staff. It's going to be lean and it's going to be mean, and hopefully it'll help us deliver things in an efficient manner. Well, job creation, as I said, that's the bottom line, really. If we don't create jobs within Shropshire, it's going to cause massive problems. If we all don't create jobs around the country, the private sector doesn't pick up the slack, then it's a real risk of a double dip recession, which everybody's talking about. Less bureaucratic, I think that's really important. Low costs and slim, mean, and functional, I think, is the phrases I'd use. That was very brief. I hope it was brief enough. As I said, I'll sit down and Mark and I will answer any questions you can think of asking, and we'll do our best to answer them. I think it's a slightly different concept to a lot of the LEPs, because we are rural, because we are large geographically, and I think those are the challenges that we have to face. And hopefully, by Christmas, it'll all be made crystal clear what we've got and what we haven't got, and we can get on with the job of actually delivering. Thank you.